What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes. Sir. He's back. Your boy is back in the building, and we here on another Friday episode. Listen, man, it's crazy how I'm never gonna run out of content for this podcast. It's crazy how I'm never gonna run out of content for this YouTube channel. Listen, man, it's getting so crazy out here. Some of the clips I have today are some of the craziest clips I've had on this show. So buckle your seatbelts. And I need you to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. If you're wondering why you need to hit the like button for a ninja with a lime green shirt on, with a yellow banner, we bright as hell today. I need you to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. Your favorite trainer watch this podcast. Your favorite fitness podcast host watches this podcast. Your favorite personal trainer, fitness content creator, fitness influencer, the list goes on, they watch this podcast. If you've seen somebody doing something similar to me, they got it from this podcast because we did it first here. If you are a returner, I need you to hit the like button. If you are the playback gang, shout out to the playback gang. Y'all keep the show alive. Got to show y'all some love. I need y'all to hit the like button. Weak ass ninjas in my comments, I need y'all to take a step to the side. You in my comments, you got 48 followers. You got podcasts and your Instagram name, but I don't see no podcast clips. And you want to tell me how to run my show and make my content? Step to the side. It's Friday. I'm not playing with y'all today.
Happy Friday.
Ladies, and y'all going to see the clip today. What y'all not about to do is come on here and accuse me of posting clips for woman abuse. That's not what my platform is. This is a fitness platform. If I'm holding a man accountable for skipping leg day, that's what I'm talking about. Weird ass ladies, step to the side. This ain't a podcast for you. And listen, again, I told y'all last podcast, don't come in here trying to put the labels on me because...
You are watching a master at work.
Come on, man. I do this. Don't try to tell me how to train my clients because...
You are watching a master at work.
Don't tell me that a trainer can be fat because of his education because we don't believe that in here and also...
You are watching a master at work.
Come on, man. We mastering the game. And with all that being said, let's get in these comments and get this show started. Dom DeMarco. Trolls, one more thing before I get in these comments. Trolls, let's get it. It's Friday. I got time today.
Happy Friday.
I got time. Bring it on.
Happy Friday.
Anyway, if you got legs that are as thin as a number two pencil, don't watch the podcast. John, you're hilarious. What up, Jenny? Live on a Friday. If you skip leg day, don't watch the podcast. Kirsten Gilbert finally catching a live. Welcome back to the show. Oh, my bad. Welcome
to the show.
RJ live on a Friday. Hey, L. Bentley, what's good, my guy? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
If you're struggling to lift a woman who weighs less than 120 and body slamming women in a pool because you don't train legs, don't watch the podcast. You need to skip the podcast. You need to hire a trainer. Just go straight to training. See Marty, what's your rates? Tune, what's your weights? Rates. Elijah Wan, what's your rates? Hire a trainer, a male trainer. Nothing wrong with the ladies. You need male instruction and a male yelling at your ass. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. We're gonna start off with the bullshit.
Bullshit?
Listen, guys. I mean, the shapewear, waist trainer, sweat belts, those are for the ladies. Am I right or wrong?
No diddy, you know?
That's for the ladies. The men have gotten so soft.
No diddy, you know?
That we got shapewear for the men. I'm sick of it, man. Let's check it out, man. I can show you better than I can tell you. Guys.
No diddy, you know?
Guys, fellas, what are we doing, man? I mean, this dude right here isn't even super obese. You telling me you that lazy to get a healthy lifestyle started?
Nope.
Or not even healthy lifestyle, improved lifestyle started?
Nope.
That you got to put on a motherfucking girdle. You got to put on this is my pregnant client who's 8 months pregnant wears something like this to hide that belly.
Belly.
Fellas, y'all got to get it together, man. Some stuff just got to stay with the women. I'll hold the women accountable. I'll tell them they lose weight. I'll tell them they big back
activity.
I'll tell them whatever I need to tell them. But this right here is ultimate diddy activity.
No diddy, you know?
Ladies in the chat, y'all let me know if y'all woke up this morning and said y'all want a man wearing this.
Nope.
Fellas in the chat, let me know if y'all woke up and said y'all want to be built like this.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you? Absolutely.
What are we doing? I mean, clearly, if you got to put this on as a grown man, you need to use your common sense.
Use your common sense.
Get you a gym membership, get you a trainer, start drinking some water, because this is ridiculous. I know it's like popular now to be like, living your feminine era. guys, this is not it. And don't listen, I'm telling y'all, fellas, don't listen to women that's telling y'all to do shit like this. Because at the end of the day, I'll tell y'all this on every episode. Go on her Instagram and look at her likes. Look at what blue check men she follows. Look at what athletes she follows. Look at what personal trainers she follows. And even if she follows a guy that's somewhat chubby, he has an athletic, strong build. This right here ain't it, fellas. And you got the sweet potato arms, them thick arms.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
How you skinny with a gut, but it look like you about to cook Thanksgiving dinner with them arms.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
Fellas, y'all got to do better, man. This right here is pitiful. This is sad, and there's no excuse for it. And I'm going to continue to hold the fellas accountable. And the fact that I'm holding fellas accountable does not mean that I'm DL.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
It does not mean that I'm simping.
Nope.
There's nothing wrong with a grown man holding another grown man accountable on some bullshit.
Bullshit?
Especially when it's some feminine ass shit like that. Leave some shit for the ladies. I do not care. Call me whatever phobic. Call me whatever name you want to call it. Ism, ists. Call me all of that. I'll gladly take those names. And I'll gladly keep killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Get his bitch ass off my screen.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
We don't have time for that. And I said what I said, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Where we at? WrestleMania was 2 weeks ago and people still getting body slammed. Yep. Women can benefit from a male trainer who's going to hold them more accountable and push them more. That's big facts. Big facts. We talk about that on here. When Chris says, oh, brother, it gets me every time. I bet Diddy behind the scenes of this commercial telling this dude, and I'm not reading that, and you're out of here, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
Big spider in the building. Thought I clicked on the wrong podcast. What up, Shy? Don't they call that soft guy era, whatever it's called? Males are trying to be, are trying to hard, too hard to be women to get approval from them. Hey, listen, guys, before I go to Brown Baldy's comment, yes, you should listen to women's suggestions, take them into consideration, but you ain't got to listen to everything they talking about. If a woman's telling you to be in your soft era, feminine era, show your feminine side, I promise you, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. Pause. And you're going to look up one day and she's hiring a personal trainer and she's going to be like,
got him. Got him.
I'm just saying, don't ask how I know. Doing push-ups and burpees while watching the podcast. But yeah, get this ninja off the screen with that bullshit on. He got the Keisha Calisthenics belly holder 3000 and Spider Mo beige color. He got them Jones in the beige hippo color. And don't worry, we got a beige hippo later in the podcast. Please stick around because this beige hippo has lost her mind. But we on the fellas right now, man. And listen, understand that I'm killing y'all and make sure y'all hit the like button and let's keep this episode going. Yo. Oh, man. All right, we're going to get straight to the video. Listen, guys. Y'all got to hit leg day and upper body day. We're just going to get to the video because where do I start? This is what we were just talking about in the comments. All right. First of all, I got accused of promoting abuse towards women on my page. You already know that's not my platform. This is a fitness platform, all right? So first, guys, if I'm not showing the whole video because she was twerking and clapping ass. I'm not showing that. But listen, guys, and I can't show it too much. YouTube is sensitive to the video. You got it. Number one, why are we stopping women from having fun at a pool party?
No diddy, you know?
You're suspect, number one. Getting kicked out the pool party. You getting kicked out the group chat. And you getting kicked out the friend group. Second of all, if you are going to pick a girl up and dump her in the pool, you need to be strong enough to make sure she gets to the water. And I think he couldn't get to the water because he was about to drop her. Hold on, let's start it over. I think he was about to drop her. Yeah, he couldn't take her all the way to the water. Fellas, this is ridiculous. And that's not a big girl. That's not a big Shirley.
Nope.
That's not an extra large Marge.
Nope.
That's not an XXL Brielle.
Nope.
That's not a BBW. I don't know what rhyme with W. That's not a BBWW. Big Back Wendy Williams.
Big Back Activity.
That's not an XXL Michelle. That's not a whatever. I'm going to think of some more names. But listen, this is ridiculous, man. So not only are you like being abusive and weird towards women, you're not fit.
Nope.
And if you have a guy that's doing leg day, I'm going to tell you why he wouldn't do this.
Nope.
A guy who's hitting leg day wouldn't do this, one, because he's strong enough to get her to the pool. A guy who's hitting leg day wouldn't do this because he thinking about getting back in that gym tomorrow and hitting leg day. He's just there for the vibes. He's just there to have some fun. He might be there getting some chicken off the grill or the smoker, have a couple drinks, rap to a couple shorties, rap with the homies, and then going home so he could get up in the morning and go to the gym on Sunday morning or Saturday morning. So this guy's not hitting leg day. Skipping leg day is contributing to the downfall of American men.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I'm just saying. I am just saying. Also, you hit leg day, it increases your testosterone.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
This ninja clearly has low testosterone. No man of high testosterone that's in the weight room getting rid of the stress. Releasing dopamine. Releasing endorphins. It's not doing shit like that. Even a gay ninja.
No diddy, you know.
With high testosterone ain't doing no shit like that. Again. The lack of leg day is contributing to the fall of American men and the fall of Black American men. And I'm not going to say what race he is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We'll look at it one more time because this was absolutely ridiculous. And shorty, I mean, I don't think she ugly. You doing this to an attractive girl, too. You're a weirdo, buddy. Fellas, get in the gym, do leg day. Like I said, YouTube is sensitive to this content, so I didn't want to play the video too much. But let's get in these comments, and I'm killing y'all today. Where are we at in these comments? I think, did I read this? Yeah, I did read that. Where are we at? Here we go. Appreciate the hilarious descriptions. I'm running with my Malinois and can't look at the screen. Okay, I don't know what that is, but we appreciate you watching the show and listening to the show, Kirsten. The people in his life hate him. No way anybody that loves you lets you go out bad like this. It's, you know what? It ain't helping some ninjas. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much guidance you provide for them, it ain't no helping them. She gonna need a bacchiotomy. I'm going to be nice as Friday because this is a fitness podcast. Now, say what you got to say.
Friday.
He can never talk to any woman within a 5-mile radius after that. Hell no. The fact that she ain't got a concussion is crazy. Fuck it. He couldn't break her back the regular way, so he chose to do that bullshit.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Let him cook.
I'm tell you this. A man who's hitting leg day and breaking shorty's back ain't doing no shit like that. Bars. A man who's hitting leg day and breaking shorty's back is not doing no shit like that. This is ridiculous. He's sitting there. He at the pool party looking at the fit ninjas talking about something.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
Talking about something.
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
He didn't want to do the work, so now he trying to body slam shorties.
Big back activity.
Low ninja activity. Skinny fat ninja activity. Skipping leg day activity. Low baby ass arms activity. Bird chest activity. Didn't make any sense. I got a few X's. I wish I did this too, and I don't skip leg day. All right, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
We don't promote abusing women here. That's what they said I'm doing. Yeah, Spider-Mo is in timeout. Spider-Mo has a 20-minute timeout. Ninja, you can't say nothing to the 40-minute mark of this podcast. Anyway. I'm killing y'all on this episode today. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco.
All right. Listen, we got to stop promoting obesity. Queen Latifah, you're getting cooked today.
Nope.
Queen Latifah, you're getting cooked today.
Nope.
What the hell is Queen Latifah talking about? She's sitting here talking about obesity. And people, you don't need to make fun of people that are obese.
Nope.
You need to watch your language with obese people.
Nope.
Queen Latifah, you're up. When did you start promoting this type of content?
Nope.
How much are they paying you? Because this ain't even in your character. I don't remember Queen Latifah doing anything like this. Now, maybe Oprah.
What?
Maybe Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
But I don't know when Queen Latifah started doing this. Let's check it out. 1 second. And I got to turn my air on because it's hot in here.
Look, there goes the blimp.
Let's take another photo. I can see your double chin.
You are a disgrace to the family.
Our words matter. Obesity is a disease. Treat it like one.
Ah, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Let's look at it again.
Look, there goes the blimp.
Let's take another photo. I can see your double chin.
You are a disgrace to the family.
Listen, man, listen. Before I continue, 9 times out of 10, nobody said any of that shit to any of them in this video. Nobody said anything to them in this video like that.
Nope.
And if they did say something to them, guess what? Maybe your big ass need to do something about it.
Our words matter. Obesity is a disease. Treat it like one.
Truth about weight, Novo Nordisk. I don't know what that is, and I really don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't
care. We do not care.
I really don't care what this ad is for. This is getting ridiculous. Obesity, we're going to stop calling it a disease. We're going to stop calling obesity a disease. Last time I've checked, you become obese from what? Overconsumption and lack of activity.
Nope.
You don't become obese doing the things that people do to prevent obesity. You're not eating dark green veggies. You're not eating fruits. You're not eating lean protein. You're not in a caloric deficit. You're not lifting weights to increase your metabolism. Right? You're not drinking water and flushing the toxins out of your body. That's why you're big as fuck.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
So y'all not about to sit here and act like this is some shit. Like people caught fucking COVID or something. Y'all ain't about to sit here and act like people. I don't know. What's another disease? Y'all ain't about to sit here and act like that. Like there weren't conscious decisions made that contributed to the obesity. Now, if you were uneducated and you didn't know, that's one thing.
The diet don't work for you the same.
If you were indoctrinated to believe that the black women diets don't work for black women, and you didn't go on a diet and you didn't go to the gym because you assumed that it's not going to work for black women because you saw a black woman, a big back
activity,
black woman on a panel talking about it. That's one thing.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Hey, you're getting educated now. But that right there is ridiculous. Let's look at it again. Oops.
Oh, look. There goes the blimp.
Let's take another photo. I can see your double chin.
You are a disgrace to the family.
Address
our words matter. Obesity is a disease. Treat it like one.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. America's cooked. Like, literally, people need podcasts like this and the information in their faces to prevent obesity. Because if you listen to the things you're being taught, I'm sure they're teaching this shit in school now to kids, right? You got commercials. You got it's in politics, too. I'm not going to go there today.
Look at my African-American over here.
If you listen to that, you're bound to be fat. All right, where we at in these comments? Another obese black woman trying to be a white knight for land whales. I guess that's the new play. That obese white woman was built larger than a hippo. Yes.
Baby, I've been fat.
I didn't mean to play that. Well, you know she got paid for that. Absolutely did get paid for that. Was that the Ozempic emblem at the end? Nah, that was some other shit, but she sold out pushing that big O. Maybe it was Ozempic. I don't know. Novo Nordisk is the company that makes Ozempic. Okay, well, it was. All right, cool. Yeah, that's a money grab. If obesity is a disease, there's a cure for it. It's called exercise, proper eating, and living a better lifestyle. Yeah, their comments they mentioned, if it is true, more than likely are online comments. Most people are not going to say something like that in real life.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
I beg your pardon.
Dummy.
They got hand and mouth disease. Keep their hands. They keep their hands out of their mouths. Facts. Mark Rose, what up? I remember this fat guy lost weight and called me fat 3 years ago. I got gym membership the next day and have been going to the gym 5 times a week since then. Hey, listen, if a harsh truth does not encourage you to get on your shit, then you just soft.
Nope.
You're a bitch.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
You bitch made, man. I'm just saying. Y'all could get mad at me if y'all want to, but toughen up. You gotta change your mindset if you want to lose some weight. Set It Off came out in 96 and Chloe's still fat. Who wrote them fat jokes? They could have come up with better heat than that. Yeah, because that's why I say ain't nobody say that to them. Ain't no way. Anyway, hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. You dig? Where we at, man? We got next. Oh, fellas. Oh, my God. Fellas, y'all can't do these female IG model, IG baddie workouts.
Nope.
And think you about to lose some weight.
Nope.
Any ad showing you that is a lie.
Stop the cap.
Fellas, you got to get under the weight. You got to change that diet.
Stop the cap.
Okay. Just doing little HIIT workouts that you see Instagram baddies do, it's not going to do the same for your 250-pound ass. All right? Let's check it out. 1 second, man.
Big men with big bellies. Tomorrow morning, we start a home workout plan for beginners. Just 10 minutes a day to go from double XL to L. Lose weight, improve health and body in 8 weeks. Tap the screen to transform.
Oh, God. Fellas, that shit ain't doing nothing for you.
Big men with beer bellies. Listen, fam, we gotta stop buying into the fucking propaganda that we see on social media. Doing that shit for 8 weeks is not gonna get rid of your big ass stomach, and it's not gonna get rid of.
And then y'all do the shit for 8 weeks and stop, and then go back to the shit that got you wanting to do the 8 week challenge. Make it make sense.
Your wide ass back. What's going to actually decrease your big ass stomach is actually strength training and also having proper nutrition. But it starts with the fucking nutrition first, because you need to be educated on nutrition and you need to be educated on what to do with your nutrition so that way you can actually lose the body fat. So the big ass stomach that you have is just stored energy. So in order for you to lose your big ass stomach, you have to eat in an energy deficit. Then after that, the most efficient.
But it's the white man's fault.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
And it's Trump's fault.
Look at my African-American over here.
The efficient way to actually build your body and change your body composition is going to be progressive overload strength training. So that's progressing the weight that you're using. That's progressing the reps.
Meaning you need to lift challenging weight and you need to increase your weight, fellas. Stop going to the gym talking about some, well, you know, I'm really not trying to get too buff. I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder. You know, my body adapts to muscle real quick.
Stop the cap.
No, your body adapts to big back activities real quick.
Big back activity.
You went from 210 to 240, and it's only May. You was 210 on New Year's Eve, and now you're 240.
Progressing the sets, progressing the tempo, and actually improving inside of the gym. That's the only way you're going to get rid of your big ass stomach and change your body composition. That's the only way. So stop buying into all of the propaganda that you see on social media, because that's the truth.
Shout out to that brother. You got some good content. Shout out to him. That's real good content. But yeah, man. Hey, listen, fellas, y'all gotta come on, man. Y'all gotta get it together, dog. I mean, it's really sad, bro. And I told y'all, I know I'm not older, but I'm not young. But you know, I'm 32. When I was growing up, I did not see men like this. I did not see this many fat men. This is crazy, man. It's crazy. Then y'all, we're going to talk about this real quick. I know we're doing the podcast. 100 men versus one gorilla.
Nope.
We got to talk. What type of men you sending to the gorilla?
Nope.
Because if you sending the average American male, the average American man to the gorilla, that one gorilla's cooking us. I'm just going to throw that out there. What type of men are you sending to the gorilla? Because y'all ninjas ain't doing nothing. You going to try to smack the gorilla. He going to body slam your dumb ass. Come on, fellas. Y'all got to get it together, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today. Where we at in these comments? Guys act like bitches these days. Act like bitches these days. Facts. Gay.
Did he, you know?
No weights, and I bet he's still eating a whole pizza later on. Keisha Calisthenics. Facts. Harry Hit. Harry High Intensity. Carl Cardio. Frank Full Body. You know he telling the truth, and you know I gotta go. 100 men versus leg day.
Let him cook.
Leg day is cooking 100 men.
Let him cook.
Ninjas dropping shorties on the concrete, can't even get her to the pool.
Let him cook.
We did another video of a dude dropping a girl on the concrete this week.
Let him cook.
Getting crazy out here, man. These ninjas will fight a gorilla before they fight obesity. I gotta take a picture of that. I gotta take a picture of Spider-Mo comment too, bruh. Y'all know I'm going in. Y'all know I'm using that. 100 Ben and Roll baddies versus sticky traps and the eviction notice. You're out of here, bruh.
Strike three, you're out. What the fuck is
that gorilla would have been would have never dropped a girl in the pool. I'm stealing that, bro. I'm going ham on social media tomorrow. I'm stealing that. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep it going. Bro. They're going to cook me. Oh, man. What we got next, man? Oh, my God. BB, y'all thought... The ladies thought we was just cooking them in the day?
Nope.
Ladies, we're cooking y'all too. We're getting to the point, excuse me, we're getting to the point where we have plus size everything. BBW everything. Seatbelt extenders, Victoria's Secret models. BBW everything. Now we got BBW period pads.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
BBW period pads.
Oh, brother, listen. This guy stinks!
Ladies, y'all tell me if I'm tripping. I'm not a woman. I never put a period pad on, even though some of these ninjas out here might have put a period pad on.
No diddy, you know?
Because they be acting like they got a period pad on in my comments.
No diddy, you know?
Bitch-ass ninjas.
Shut your bitch-ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
My bad. Let me get back on topic. Is it not ridiculous for women to be getting so big that they can't even participate in the feminine hygiene that's sold in the stores? Am I tripping, ladies? Am I tripping? Because it's getting crazy. Let's check it out real quick. 100 Alabama A&M University dance team will beat one gorilla. 100 BBW getting free brunches and mimosas will beat one gorilla. Ladies, let's check it out, man. Or ladies and fellas, let's check it out.
asked those of you with extremely heavy period if this kind of mega pad is something that might be helpful for you, and boy did you answer yes. And we are happy to say that after 10 days or so of production and tweaking, we have come up with a design and are ready to announce that it will be available this Wednesday, April 2nd. We heard what you were saying, that not only did you guys need these big coverage pads like this, but you...
But that pad big as hell. Ladies, what the hell is going on?
Also, we're really hoping...
Then when we tell them that they're obese, they get mad.
To get them in...
I thought y'all said, when we tell black women they obese, it's the white man standards. This is a white woman right here, big as hell, holding that big ass pad.
Nope.
So that the white people excuse is out the window.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
It's debunked and we ain't even finished the video.
Gusher pad style. So we did play around with that and decided that we were going to offer two different styles of gusher. One where the gusher slits cover the majority of the pad. So we're going to call this our large core gusher pad. And then one where the gusher core slits are just in the middle. Because so many of you commented that... You really, yes, you need the coverage, but you find that you have so much volume that comes out in the middle that you really need extra help in the middle. So not only does it have all of this extra absorbency in the middle, it has just a smaller section.
Fuck, she just went to the NFL draft. The fuck is going on?
Of the gusher slits to catch that gush that comes out in the middle without it being everywhere, adding to the bulk.
Fuck, she about to do spring cleaning.
The pad. So this Wednesday, April 2nd, all three of these styles will be available, but they will be made to order.
Shit like a diaper.
That means that they won't be available to ship immediately. We will have to make them. We have prepped a ton of material, so we're hoping that turnaround time can be within a week, but just to account for unforeseen circumstances.
This is ridiculous, man. This is crazy. This is not normal. Listen, ladies. Now, I always tell y'all, if there's an exception, if you are a quote unquote thick woman who works out regularly with a high amount of muscle. I seen a girl on TikTok today. She was 5'3", 185. The thing was thinking though. She was thinking it all outdoors.
Nope.
Heavy leg day.
Nope.
We could let that slide. This ain't nothing but heavy mimosas. Heavy Sunday brunch. Heavy ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Heavy Wednesdays.
It's Wendy's.
I mean Wendy's. Heavy Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Heavy barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
And heavy Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
This is ridiculous, bruh. This is crazy. And it's at the point where y'all get so mad at men when they don't want to date that shit. They don't want to put up with that. They don't want to sleep next to that. They don't want to take that home to meet moms.
Nope.
How lazy and entitled are you that you think this is normal? And then you get this, you're not changing no habits.
Nope.
You're not going to get a gym membership. You're not going to change your eating. The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get bigger. You're walking yourself to an early grave. I hate to say it, man. Come on, y'all. America. And listen, this is white people, too. This ain't just the black people. White people, y'all got to get y'all shit together, too. And black women, when we hold y'all accountable, stop saying that it's white women standards. It's a whole bunch of big back-ass white women in this country. And it's more white people than us. It might be more big back white women than black women. We just have a higher percentage because it's less of us black people. All right? But this right here is crazy. And I'm killing y'all today.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
I mean, we're cooked. We're cooked. That's enough internet for the day. Dusty black dudes try to act like gangsters and pookies and ray rays and yet are hella sensitive, especially when they're obese.
What?
No diddy, you know?
Pretty much. 100 BBWs versus one medium, less brunches, more crunches shirt.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out, bro. You know that pad is going to smell like chunk funk and blood and all that funk. That's disgusting. Making mega pads for Amazonian hoes. Damn, I thought those were shoulder weights. I'm going to actually put the video back on while I go through the comments so people know what we're talking about. Yeah, people.
Yes, those of you with extreme.
We are talking about big back period pads. BBW period pads. Period. Look like the football pads on the shoulders. That's the mop you, the mop pad you use when your basement floods. Yeah, I'm just here to do spring cleaning, big ass.
Big back activity.
Back ass.
Big back activity.
Big ass walking around smelling like pennies. Fuck out of here. Ew.
Nope.
You already know them pads meant for door frame wide hose. That's crazy. Those are the shoulder pads they put in the football gear. Swiffer mop pad back ass.
Big back activity.
This has to be a joke. That won't even fit in a woman's underwear. Even if she was 500 pounds, she couldn't wear that in her underwear. This is dramatic. Crazy. Gusher pad. Where's Wicked Scorpion with his chunk funk observations about big back women in the big rag? That white woman reminds me of a white chick I used to work with, but not as big. About to go pick up some pads and Popeyes. Michael Hawkins about to go pick up some pads and Popeyes for Big Shirley. Damn, Mike, I know you ain't gonna let him do you like that.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
Spider-Mo can use these the next time he cracks a BBW and leaves no wet spot. Yeah, I already know. I'm out of here and arrested. I'm glad you know.
Strike three, you're out.
Y'all are crazy, bro. 100 BBWs versus C. Marty with a carrot. They're getting cooked.
Let him cook.
Give Buddy that was shadow boxing in his drawers some of these. Hey, yo. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going, man. Beige hippos.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got to talk to the beige hippos. What's going on, beige hippos?
You know, black people.
No.
This is my thing, man. And I know some ninjas... Some of y'all ninjas is in the BBWs. Y'all be gassing BBWs all in they DM.
Ninjas.
Now, BBWs, I'm talking to y'all. When that happens, does not mean you get on the internet and start talking bad about men. Men are unattractive now.
Nope.
I'm just so unattracted to men. I can't.
Nope.
The men in your DMs that you dealing with might be unattractive. But that ain't all of us. And don't say that we're unattractive because we don't want your big back ass.
Big back activity.
Let's check out what she talking about.
Listen, so the girl who said that the men just aren't attractive anymore, like how they used to be. Yep.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, so the girl who said that the men just aren't attractive anymore, like how they used to be. Yep.
Again.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Now, if you gonna say that, hold on. Now, if you gonna say that, hold on. Oh, she gonna back up. Hold on, watch when she back up. 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 If you're going to say that, you better not have two belly rolls that fold like some laundry.
Belly?
If you're going to say that, you better not have the motherfucking belly rolls got you looking like the Michelin man.
Belly?
If you're going to say that, you better not have them belly rolls have you looking like a pop can of biscuits.
Belly?
Because this right here is ridiculous. Ladies, y'all losing y'all minds. Fellas, this is the result of y'all ninjas having low standards. This is the result of y'all ninjas talking about, oh, well, you know, I like them big.
Nope.
It's because you can't get nothing fit.
Nope.
You can't get nothing fit, so you got to get a shorty that can't fit in the car. You got to get a shorty that can't fit a size small or medium. You got to get a shorty that size 12 and up. Because, fellas, this is, I'm blaming the men. They react to y'all ninjas. But this right here is crazy. I don't want to hear nothing about that men aren't attractive when you ain't even attractive yourself.
Let him cook.
I don't know if she's black.
You know, black people.
No.
Or
no.
I don't know if she's a mulatto, a mixed chick with mixed emotions, mixed parents, and mixed thoughts. But whatever she is, she has lost her goddamn mind. Let's say a prayer for this beige hippo. Let me get full screen. Lord, we ask that you help this beige hippo. We ask that you help her get a gym membership. Help her find a grocery store. Help her to get the hate out her heart because she was messing with Pookie and Ray Ray. Help her to find some common sense. Help her to take a look in the mirror. Help her to drop some of that body fat so she can get a higher standard of men and not make any more videos like this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Because Beige Hippo has lost her mind. This is getting ridiculous. Come on, ladies. I know it's cool to get online and talk about men, but make sure you can run a mile straight before you get online and talk about men.
Nope.
Make sure you can squat your body weight before you get online and talk about men.
Nope.
Make sure you can do some push-ups.
Nope.
Make sure them triceps ain't looking like you about to cook Thanksgiving dinner before you get online and talk about men.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? Fellas, get out they DM talking about. God damn. Before you get online and talk about men, beige hippo, adjacent ladies, make sure y'all don't walk up a flight of steps talking about some.
My leg went out.
Make sure you ain't eating a lot of food with.
Put it in the oil.
With a whole bunch of oil in there. Make sure you wasn't at the drive-thru yesterday before you get online and talk about men.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Make sure when you go to a pool party this summer, you're not about to fuck up the whole barbecue and eat all the damn food.
It's barbecue in there.
I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of it. The world is cooked. It's cooked. And it's a lot of y'all fit ninjas too that's gassing these joints up. And I'm going to keep addressing y'all too. Y'all fit ninjas, y'all got to have some higher standards. Y'all crazy, man. Let's get in these comments, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. What's with the weird finger thing she did? That's what the girls do now. When they think they's preaching, they do this. I hate that shit. You're not cooking. You're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
You're not cooking. She got three titties. She got four titties because she got two up top and two belly rolls below. She got some nerve, I'm telling you. Her hairline versus 100 Ben and Roe Barbers. Built like three bike tires stacked up. I bet her DMs are filled with Ebonic-speaking, jersey-wearing black dudes that ask for, let me get some Newports at 7-Eleven. Definitely not getting high-quality men. There's no way. She got boobies, got a belly. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Belly, belly?
I bet she has a hard time walking 5 feet without sweating and huffing and puffing. High yellow, big back shorty with a high forehead and built like a stack of folded laundry says what? If you missed it, I'm going to show y'all what she said because I know some of y'all just joining the show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Check out what she had to say.
Saying, so the girl who said that the men just aren't attractive anymore like how they used to be.
She thinks she cooking.
Yep.
Yeah, she thinks she cooking, man. Listen, now, if a baddie got online and did this, I wouldn't care.
We do not care.
If a baddie got online and did this, I wouldn't care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
But you're not a baddie, you a fatty. You're not tough. Them big back shoulders is tough, though. You don't look good, you eat good. You're not a 10, you just had a 10-piece wing. You're not a dime, you just use a dime for a vending machine. for some vending machine snacks. You ain't a fit back. You just went to the chicken shack. Let's be real. Even if she's a mulatto / red bone, she's still black.
You know,
you're right.
Black people.
No,
you're right. Fat girls being feeling entitled because they got fire cat, big chicken. You're out of here, brother.
Strike three, you're out. You go.
You're out of here, brother. We're not doing that today. Not on this show. This is not the show for that. Take that to another show. Take that to another fitness show. I doubt she can do one pull-up. Oh, no, she could do a pull-up. She just pulling up the Dunkin' Donuts. She could do a pull-up. She just pulling up the Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
She could do a pull-up. She pulling up to Burger King.
It's Burger King.
She could do a pull-up. She pulling up to the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
She could do a pull-up. She pulling up to get some fried chicken.
You go fry some chicken.
She could do a pull-up. She pulling up to Thanksgiving.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
We cutting her ass up. Go ahead and send it to her because I know that's what y'all do. Y'all fuck around. Y'all try to send the shit to the creator like that's going to stop me. Then the creator come in my comments talking shit and then I cook the creator. Then they into your feelings and start insulting black men. Okay. This ain't the place for that, man. Pitter patter putter, what's good, brother? Those are the type of women that expect a man to run a marathon in the bedroom, but they won't run a mile. Yeah, see, this is a fitness podcast, but listen, how do I say this without being too explicit? Those be the pillow princesses. Anyway, let's keep it going. Raise your standards, Spider-Mo. Who's unattractive now? You can't make this shit up. You can't. She built like a 45-year auntie that still want to be outside. She pulling up to the table. She pulling up to the Dusty Ninja that needs a place to stay and a PS5. She pulling up to the Five Guys.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Being light-skinned don't make you attractive. She keeps doing big back calisthenics. That's when you don't put the fork down and keep stuffing your face.
Let him cook.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, bro, it's cooked out here. People losing their mind. All right, man, let's keep it going. I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. We got this lady here. She's telling girls to get their ass in the gym. And she got the New York accent. Let's see. Since the ladies say I'm misogynistic for telling them to get in the gym. Let's hear the New Yorker, the girl from New York. Let's see what she got to say.
Y'all feel this weather? Yeah, we need to lock in, ladies. We need to lock in. Put the food down. Actually, don't have nothing in the fridge. Nothing but water. Straight water. When people come over, damn, you good? You going through it? No, I'm straight. I'm straight. All I need is water and almonds.
Yeah.
Everyone always thinks it's a flex to have a fridge full. Yeah. No, you're big. You're big.
Yeah.
You're big. It's not a flex. You're big.
Yeah.
Big as hell. Snacking all night. Nobody needs to have that much food in their house.
Yeah.
Big as hell. Put it down.
Yeah.
Lock in. Let's go.
Yeah. I like that. I like that, man. I like when the ladies hold the girls accountable, man. Because if it's a man, I don't have no period. I don't give childbirth. I don't got menopause. I don't got PCOS. I don't got all that other shit y'all be talking about, ladies. So we need more women stepping up, telling these women they big as hell and they need to get it together. She pulling up to the repass at the funeral. She the first one in line. The beige hippo was the first one in line at the repass. She was crying at the funeral. The funeral over, she smelled that fried chicken, mac and cheese. She the first one in line. She ain't crying no more. She is crying. She crying tears of joy now. I can't stand the way New York chicks talk. Yeah, man, New York chicks cool, man. It's real aggressive. You know, you just got to be, you got to be used to it, man. You know, just growing up, I hooped in Jersey and New York for a minute. Went to school with some New York chicks. The, you know, it just, you got to get used to it, bruh. If you're not from the East Coast, you probably, or you ain't around somebody from New York, it's going to be tough for you. Good luck. Big backs, ham stacks, shorty got snack packs. See Marty in five.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Big back, chicken shack, shake shack, see Marty in five.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Five guys, big back lies. When you went to the repass, you had big back eyes. See Marty in five.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Hey, yo. You got to eat to build muscle, though, is what and how much you eat. Absolutely. Absolutely. Say it louder for the people in the back. She pulling up to the baby shower, and she ain't even pregnant. That's all belly.
Belly, belly?
Super late playback gang. What up, Coach Pope Fitness? What's good, unk? She pulling up the Chuck E. Cheese on another kid's birthday party. Acting like she a relative trying to get a piece of cake.
Nope.
With her big back ass. We New Yorkers sound confident with our accents. That's what I'm saying. You gotta be around New Yorkers. I got a lot of family in New York. So I just, you know, I grew up used to that accent for real. Just got off work. What up, family? Daniel Shannon, what's good, my guy? Them New Yorkers ain't no joke, especially them cats from Harlem. Yeah, they different. Them dudes from Harlem is different, bro. Different. Shorties from Harlem, different. Bronx, Brooklyn, different. Hey, man, let's keep it going, bro. And listen,
nope.
Bro. Last video of the day, bro. So not only are we in a big back epidemic, but all these shorties want to be thots. All these shorties, they want to be thots and get mad when men approach them like thots.
Nope.
And treat them like thots.
Nope.
So listen to how this female trainer describes doing a deadlift to her clients. Very slutty. Let's check it out. Some of y'all ninjas is going to love it, but I just, look, I got to keep it real. So let's check it out.
In your booty hole is a flashlight, and you want to shine it to the world, right? That's how I want that butt to expand and come through, okay? Movement is in the hips, hum through. So that's the deadlift.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Play it one more time.
Imagine your booty hole is a flashlight, and you want to shine it to the world, right? That's how I want that butt to expand and come through, okay? Movement is in the hips, hum through. So that's the deadlift.
Ladies, listen. I'm not here to lie to you, ladies. I'm not into lying to women, right? I'm always going to tell y'all the truth. Ladies, you doing some shit like that, knowing you look good, knowing you have ass, and posting that, I don't care if your target audience is women. I need you to understand, don't be complaining when there's dudes in your DM talking about they trying to eat your booty like groceries now.
Dom DeMarco.
Don't be complaining when dudes in your DM talking about, oh yeah, I see, I wish I was a mosquito so I could eat that ass up. You putting it out there. I don't want to hear no complaints. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay for men to be doing that and sending them DMs.
Nope.
But I can't control what weird old grown men do.
Nope.
I can't control that. All I could do is tell y'all the truth and try to prevent y'all from being in weird situations. I would tell my sister that, my daughter that. I would tell my mom that. I would tell any female friend that. That's just the truth. And if I know women got like certain language that y'all do, you know, when y'all around each other. If you want to go to your female clients and do that, you know, in an all girls session at the all girls gym, I ain't got no problem with that. But be careful posting on the internet. I'm just telling you what type of energy you bring into yourself. Then, on top of that, not only is that yeah, personally, but now you creating an image for gym women in general.
Nope.
Now ninjas thinking all gym women is horny and going and easy cheeks.
Nope.
I'm just telling you all the truth. I know women going to get triggered by it.
Nope.
I know women going to say that I'm DL for telling y'all the truth.
What?
They going to call me No Diddy for telling women the truth.
No Diddy, you know?
Make it make sense. Ladies, y'all got to chill with that. We'll look at it one more time.
Your booty hole is a flashlight, and you want to shine it to the world, right? That's how I want that butt to expand and come through, okay? Movement is in the hips, come through. So that's the deadlift.
All right, ladies. Hey, do what you want to do. You ain't got to listen, you know? It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Hey, man. We talk about, listen, we talk about all aspects of fitness here, whether that's men, women, obese, lack of muscle. You know, the first video was a dude with lack of muscle and a belly, right? We talking about everybody. We talking about gym culture. We talking about thoughts. We talk about everything, all right? So just don't come in here and expect one thing. We're going to talk about everybody. Don't come in here and expect me just be talking about the men. Don't come in here and just expect me to talk about the women. We talking about everybody, all right? I know I'm going to get the simp allegations and the No Diddy allegations.
No Diddy, you know?
But y'all get up out of here with that bullshit because I will cook you. I will cook you. And the chat will cook you, too. This is a big family. This is a family event. This is a family podcast, all right? Anyway, C. Marty got the best podcast, man. Hands down, nothing but the truth, G. Hey, Miles, appreciate you, dog. Appreciate you, bro. I'm not going to lie, she has cake. She absolutely has cake. That's all these female influencers do now is show ass and is tired as hell at this point. And man. Granted, I don't do sending weird DMs or posting comments like that in the first place, but she definitely... easy on the eyes. She look good, but I be trying to tell girls, what's up, man? That's it. What kind of promiscuous, reprehensible, deplorable shit is this? Just say arch your back and pass the weight a little below the knees and come back up. It could be all so simple, but my bad.
Let him cook.
It could be all so simple, but. Good luck. It's 2025. Some women going to listen, some aren't. Most not going to listen. So, you know, you only focus on the ones that do listen. They going to have to learn for themselves. I think most modern women want to be P-toots or strippers if they could get away with it. But that's the thing. They could get away with it, bro. It's only getting worse. They can get away with it. I'm not going to go into that topic. Don't ask how I know. Sean Moore, what's good, my guy?
Happy Friday.
So she's going to compare exercise to a booty hole. Make it make sense. It'll get mad when niggas don't wife them.
Nope.
Cooked out here, man. Tell her watch the podcast. She probably would really enjoy the podcast. She just wouldn't enjoy that part of the podcast. You got to be honest. Fitness is too over-sexualized these days. It is. You know she got an OnlyFans. Oh, man. Yeah, it's possible, man. It's possible, man. Hey, listen, man, another fire episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Spider-Mo, chill. We talking about only yams. Chill, bro. Spider-Mo trying to get me canceled out here, bro. Hey, man, appreciate y'all, man. Go ahead and follow my social media, man. C. Marty Fit on Instagram. C. Marty Fit on TikTok. C. Marty Fit on X. C. Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. I got new stuff on the way. What else, man? Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And y'all know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to come in my comments advocating for men's shapewear, don't watch the podcast. If you agree with Queen Latifah supporting Ozempic, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a grown-ass man doing IG baddie model hit workouts to lose that stomach, don't watch the podcast. And if you want to be a beige hippo saying men aren't attractive when you got four titties, two up top, two belly rolls on the bottom, so that's four titties, don't watch the podcast. If you floosy fee during deadlifts, wow, for the ladies, don't watch the podcast. That's crazy. Hit the damn like button. If you light skin with titty bellies, don't watch the podcast. If you a caramel hippo with a grown man hairline, don't watch the podcast. Hey, man. Love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all so much, man. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button as well. I'm going to catch y'all on Sunday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And we out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.